In Florida, 3,000 teachers in the Broward County School District are putting in a full work week as part of their contract negotiations, but not a minute more. That's a change for many teachers who are used to putting in many extra hours every week, grading papers, preparing classrooms, participating in after-school programs. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The teachers are working to their union contract, which calls for a 7.5-hour day, 5 days a week, with 30 minutes for lunch. Karen Oberstein, a media teacher at Piper High School in Sunrise, Florida, used to arrive 45 minutes before her start time of 6:30 a.m. to boot up all the computers in the media lab. But not yesterday, she said.
It was really hard this morning. I sat in my car until the time that I was supposed to come in the building. Several of my fellow teachers feel almost as if they're constrained, but we understand that we need to make a point.
The point is teachers do a lot of work for free, and they hope this work-to-rule action, as it's called, will force the school district to agree to a new contract with a 4% salary increase. The school district, the fifth largest in the nation with a $3.6 billion budget, has offered 3%. School district spokesman Keith Bromery says so far, core programs have not been affected by the teachers working only their contractual hours.
We haven't noticed much of anything when it comes to disruption of programs in the individual schools because of teachers not doing what they normally do for the educational enrichment of our students.
Meanwhile, though, many other activities that teachers have long volunteered for are being affected, from after-school teacher-parent conferences to canceled holiday parties to club meetings that have been indefinitely postponed. One after-school activity is still on, though. Teachers are picketing outside many schools. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.